عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please join me first to recite سورة الفاتحة for the soul of حاج خانم من رفعتي الفاتحة مع الصلوات. Shamsuddin mentioned, the session is continuing tomorrow at 7 p.m. Saturday, it will be an Arabic session at 7 p.m. Next Thursday and Friday, Wafatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at 7 p.m. in English, Thursday and Friday. And Saturday, it would be in Farsi, inshallah, for next week. But this weekend, it would be tomorrow, 7 p.m. in English, and Saturday in Arabic at 7 p.m. inshallah. Salatul Jum'ah tomorrow will be at 12, inshallah. At 12, we begin the Salat. The Adhan begins at 11:50, and the Salat at 12. And one more thing before we begin. You will find some boxes outside in the lobby. These are for food drive. It's a tradition that during the Thanksgiving season, churches and religious institutions, they donate food cans to the poor and the needy. And this is the first year we are collecting food cans. So please, when you come tomorrow, Saturday, next week, bring with you some imperishable food cans, so we collect them and we give them to the hungry, to the homeless, to the poor and the needy during the Thanksgiving weekend, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا صلى الله عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز فوزا عظيما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله والرسول فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. Refresh your hearts and your minds with a loud salawat for Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Every creature in this world of existence is in need for nutrition and nourishment. Your reason, your aql, requires food, and the food for your aql and your intellect is knowledge, ilm, is intellectual discussion. Those who are engaged regularly in studying, researching, or intellectual discussions, they're going to keep their brain very healthy. Today there was a survey produced by Vanderbilt University. The survey says
that you have to exercise at least 5 times a week, each time for minimum 30 minutes, because there is a correlation between the health of your heart and the health of your mind. If your heart is healthy, most likely your mind is going to be healthy. For those who do not exercise and their heart is not healthy, the brain looks 20 years older than their normal age. In the same way that you need to practice physical exercise to keep your body and your mind healthy, you need to get engaged in intellectual discussion. That is the food for thought. Your brain is waiting for you to feed it, to give it the right food. Then we have the food, the nutrition for your body. The nutrition for your body, you do that 3 times a day at least. The food that you eat, it's a nutrition and nourishment for your body. And then you come to the ruh, to the soul that you carry. The soul also needs a food. What is the food for the soul? The food for the soul is love. Your soul nurtures itself, sustains itself on love and compassion. And therefore, love has been mentioned in the Quran 76 times, in different chapters, different verses, different contexts. This is one of them, the one I started the lecture tonight. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. All Muslims, all believers, all observants, if you truly claim that you love God, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. The way to enhance this love, to show this love, to prove this love, is to follow. To follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This faculty of love has been placed, implanted, and inculcated in us, the human beings. Your heart has been programmed by God to love and to be loved, both at the same time. A natural person is the one that has desire to love others and also to be loved by others. And if these two things are missing, or one of them is missing, then that person is not a normal person. He or she should revisit himself and herself. Some people say, I cannot love others. I want to be loved. I want people to cherish me, to love me, to admire me, but I can't love others. That person, there is something wrong with him. There is something wrong with him. If you find yourself to be, your heart to be tough, your heart does not love people, you have a problem with that, then definitely you are not the right person. You are not healthy. You have to think of fixing your heart, fixing your soul. Some people, for them, it's easier to hate than love. This is another problem. If you examine your heart and your first reaction to the community, to the people, to the family members, to those who are around you, whether you know them and you don't, or you don't know them, is to hate, then again, there is something fundamentally wrong with you. The normal person is the one that his first reaction, the norm, is to love. And the norm also is to be loved too. This is the soul, this is the food for your soul. And then love, my friends, is of many types and different levels and degrees. We have the love for the parents, the love for the family, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our siblings. There is another type of love for your partner. It is different from the love of your son and daughter. The love of your son and daughter is different from your love to your parents. The love to your parents, loving your parents, is different from loving your neighbor and your friends. These are different types. Sometimes the love is for the food. The love is for materialism. The love for fame. Some people, they can remain with no food, no drink, no money, but don't take fame away from them. Please don't do that. He'll get sick. And some people, as the Quran says, they have enormous love for mal, for wealth. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا Your love for the mal, for money, for wealth, is enormous, beyond boundaries. There are some people who love, who have attachment to this life, the lower life. They never think of the akhirah, the next one. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ God is our designer. God is our engineer. God is our creator. He say, I know about your hearts. I know about your desires. You love this life, عَاجِلَةَ وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ You abandon the real one, the everlasting one. This is the nature of those who don't have faith. People without faith, this is how they feel. And then, my friends, there is the mental love and sensual love. What is the difference between them? The mental or spiritual love, and on the other hand, الحب الحسي, the sensual love. The first one is الحب العقلي, the mental or spiritual love. The spiritual love is a humanistic love, while the sensual one is an animalistic one. And they don't get along well, very well. These two types of loves, the humanistic and the animalistic, they do not get along very well. What is the difference between them? The more the human being ascends, a person ascends morally, spiritually ascends, the more he is going to develop mental love for values, for good values in this life. He's going to put the ma'nawiyat before the maddiyat, the spiritual values before material values. And the more that person descends, the more a person descends and goes down, he is going to put materialism, maddiyat, before spiritual values. Before spiritual values. This is the difference. He's going to be attached to material items. He would not have regard. He would not have any regard for the spiritual and moral values. I'll give a few examples here. There are many people in your community, in your family, who would stand for midnight prayers. Salatul Tahajjud, Salatul Layl, in the middle of the night. They are tired. The body is very exhausted and tired because of a day-long activities. But they leave the comfort of their bed. They stand before God to speak to Him, to bow down before Him, to prostrate before Him, to put for their head and their forehead on the dust, as a sign of humility before God. Though they need to rest, They need to sleep at least 7 or 8 hours. But they deprive themselves from that sleep, which is necessary for something which is more important. That is the difference between sensual love. Sensual love tells them, you need to sleep, you need to rest, stay in bed. Don't open your eyes, you're going to lose your sleep. But the mental love tells them, you have an important appointment. This is your opportunity to build yourself. In the middle of the night, you can speak to your Lord. You build yourself. You strengthen yourself. So they put the mental love before the sensual love. Another example, infaq, giving, spending in the way of God. Al-infaq fi sabilillah. Sensual love tells them money is precious. You work hard. You work very hard to make money. But mental love tells them there are others who are in need for this money. They need it. Give. Take some for you. Leave the rest for others. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's clothing. Sometimes it's medicine. Whatever it is. They put the mental love before the sensual love. Helping others. Many people say we don't have time. When you ask him, why don't you help? We need volunteers for this project and that project. You don't find people. Very few. Very few who come forward, he says, yes, I'll do that. And they are busy. They are very busy. They have families. They have engagements. They have things to do. They have full-time jobs. But they say, I have to work for something which is higher. I'm not just created to eat or drink. I have a higher goal in this life. This is called mental love. Al-hubb al-aqli. They think bigger. They are far-sighted. They know they are not confined only to this dunya. Because they see every day we lose a member of our community, a member of our family. We are not here to stay. We are not meant to stay in this life. We are guests. So when they think about these ideals, they dedicate themselves to help others. Sometimes to put others before themselves. Sometimes they put their parents before themselves, their family members, their children. And sometimes they put their community. They put strangers. They don't know them, but they help them. This is because of mental love, not sensual love. Every single day, my brothers and sisters, we have a struggle. We have a struggle. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Every single day when we wake up in the morning, we have this struggle between the mental love and the sensual love. Sensual love says, think of food, think of a drink, think of your bed, think of your rest, think of your pocket, think of your bank account, think of money, think of material gains. But mental love says, listen, if you only think of food and a drink, then what is the difference between you and an animal? What is the difference? You are a human. You have been endowed with an important task. You must help your community. You must help your society. You must help your country. You must go and search for those who are in need. Some people are in need of clothing, medicine, food, rent. Some people are in need for guidance. Some people are in need for a smile. Some people are in need for someone to counsel them, to speak to them, to give them a piece of advice. These are all acts of charity, sadaqat. Some of it are material, some of it are spiritual. So that person will put others before himself. I remember my mentor and my teacher 40 years ago when we were studying in the seminary. He used to give us Darsul Akhlaq. Many people, they study fiqh, usul, tafsir, logic, mantiq, but they don't study akhlaq. Unfortunately, they don't study akhlaq. He would tell us, make sure that you don't go to bed in the evening before you help someone during that day. Make sure that the day does not expire without you helping someone somewhere, somehow. Make sure. If you want to gain credit, make a credit for your akhirah, because we are visitors here. We are visitors in this life. So make sure that you help. This is mental love. This is called mental love. You, the students who are sitting here, students have many challenges. Studying in this country is not easy. Going to college is not easy. Going to university is not easy. Sometimes, some students, they spend their time in lahu and la'ib, having fun, partying, oversleeping. They skip classes. They don't care. They don't study. This is sensual love. Sensual love, because their limbs and their spirit is telling them, you don't have to go to school. You can skip school. It's not important for you to study. You have to sleep. You have to eat. Go party. Go have fun. This is sensual love. But mental love says, listen, you are here for a number of days. After that, you have to graduate and you have to give to your society. You should not be a burden on your society. A good Muslim, my friends, my sisters, and my brothers. A good Muslim in Islam does not get help from Social Security unless it's really an emergency and he needs that food. Otherwise, he would not stretch his hand to Social Security. A good Muslim is the one who gives, not the one who takes. The day you start giving, that day you are self-sufficient. That day you are connected to God. That day God is going to smile. That day God is going to feel proud of you. He says, this person is not a burden on his society. This person is a privilege to his society. Muslims have to understand this. If Muslims want to depend in this country on Social Security, then they are not going to be successful. Not only they lose their dunya, but most likely they're going to lose their akhirah. Allah wants us to be hard-working people, to give, to help, to provide. A person, sometimes you worship God by standing in the mihrab doing salat, which is an easy thing to do. And sometimes you please God by leaving your house and working hard and hard and hard, and you come back home with halal income. This makes God much more happier, because you are not a burden on your family. You are not a burden on your community and your society. This is mental love. Another mental love versus sensual, when we look at food, most people, when they look at food, they go crazy. They lose their brain. They lose their senses. They eat more than what they need. They eat more than what they need. They disobey this book. This book says, kulu washrabu, eat and drink, but not more than what you need. You're going to hurt yourself. Be careful. Be wise. Don't lose your brain when you look at food. Don't. Eat wisely. Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Sensual love tells you, eat, enjoy, this is good food, eat. Mental love says, no, your health is more important. Don't damage yourself. Don't start becoming an ailing person at the age of 40 and 50. You can't help yourself. People have to help you. This is not good. Take care of your health. Exercise. Your food has to be healthy. Because you need to help your family and your society. God wants you to function till the last minute of your life. God wants you to be independent. You don't even need your family and your children to the last breath of your life. This is dignity. Dignity is what you, when you don't need your children, even your children, you give them, you help them. You don't get help from them. So you have to keep, you have to take care of your health. You have to take care of your health. Taking care of your health is ibadah, is an act of worship, is an act of service, is an act of love for God. To take care of your health so you can help more and more. This is mental love. Now, the highest level of love, we have love has types and degrees. The highest degree and level of love is the love for God. Nothing is higher than that. Nothing is higher than that. Love for God makes people give their life for others. Al-Abbas alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, he was very thirsty. Very thirsty. The time was the month of October. The weather in Iraq until today. Look at Karbala's weather today. It was in mid-80s today. November 9th. In the mid-80s. In October, the weather is about 110 degrees Fahrenheit. And the day of Ashura was in the month of October in Karbala. Very hot. And he had to work. He had to protect the camp. And he was very thirsty. And he reaches the banks of the Euphrates. Fresh water. And he's very thirsty. And no one is there to bother him. Because he took them off of the banks of the Euphrates. And he reached there. And he almost put that water in his mouth. Suddenly he remembers he has a task. The reason why he is here is not for him to drink. Sensual love tells him, Abbas, drink. This water is halal for you. And you are thirsty. Mental love tells him, no, you can't do that. Because you made a promise. You made a solemn promise, a pledge to many children in the camp. That you will bring them water soon. They are waiting for you. You should not drink before them. This is called mental love. This is called love for higher values and principles. This is called love for God. No one would do that. Unless it's a person who is overwhelmed, his heart and his soul is overwhelmed with love for God. He will put others before himself, especially when you are thirsty. Maybe if you are hungry, you don't eat before others. Maybe if you are very tired and sleepy, you don't rest before others. But when you are thirsty, you cannot resist. But Abbas alayhi salam, he did resist. You know what he said? He said, Ya nafsu min ba'd al-Husayn huni. I'm not going to drink before Hussein and his family because I'm nothing after Hussein. The value that I have, the honor that I have, the dignity that I have, it's because of Hussein. And if Hussein is gone, I would lose everything. Ya nafsu min ba'd al-Husayn huni. Wa ba'dahu la kana an takuni. After the martyrdom of Hussein, I don't want to stay any longer. This is love for God. Hussein alayhi salam, when he gives his entire family, including his little baby, What does he say? تركت الخلق طرا في هواك وأيتمت العيال لكي أراك. I left all men, all my family members. I left all people because of you. I gave my children to reach to you. وأيتمت العيال. I made my children orphan after me. Nowadays they are orphan. The caravan has reached Karbala today on the day of Arba'in. 40 days. 40 days of suffering from one city into another. Imam Hussein did this and he knew this is going to happen, but he wanted to please God. He wanted to please God. This is the highest level of love and passion and compassion. Nothing is higher than that when you love God. Yusuf alayhi salam, a young, handsome man, single, in Egypt. He was put in a hall in a room full of attractive ladies, first ladies of Egypt. They gathered in that room and they invited him for something which is immoral and shameful. What did he say in Surah Yusuf? He said, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ بِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. My Lord, going to prison is much easier for me, is more appropriate for me than committing sin with them, with those women. Why did he say this? Today, if an attractive lady today invite a man, he will go right away. Millions of people are going to run after her. Millions of the youth, the young ones, the old ones, if she invites them. Especially if she's influential, rich, she's the wife of the prime minister, she's the top authority. People would not say no. But Yusuf said no. He said, I'd rather go to prison, go to jail. رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Why? Because of his mental love for God. He puts God first, not because of his sensual love. He crushes his sensual love for the sake of his mental love, because he's in love with God. When you are in love with God, then you do not lower yourself for these material and sensual desires. You don't do that. This is what Imam Hussein did. You know why people walk 80 or 90 kilometers from Najaf to Karbala with their families? There was a report yesterday in the newspapers. Report and pictures of the city of Baghdad. The city is completely empty, shut down, the complete city. During the day, not the night, yesterday. The entire city of Baghdad, not just Baghdad, the rest of the Iraqi cities are empty completely. No shops. No shops. They put pictures. Where are the people? The people are walking in the desert on foot, going to Karbala. What to bring people for 110 kilometers from Baghdad to Karbala, 90 kilometers from Najaf to Karbala? Some people today, they said to some news agencies, one of them said, I walked 500 kilometers. I've been on the road for 3 weeks now. 500 kilometers. What does it bring them to Hussein other than ishq, other than love, other than mental love that attracts him to Imam Hussein and his shrine? And this is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said. He says, إِنَّ لِلْحُسَيْنِ مَحَبَّةً مَكْنُونَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For Hussein, there is a deeply rooted, مَكْنُونَة, deeply rooted love in the hearts of the believers and the observants. They are ready to walk hundreds of kilometers. They would not do that to their parents. If his father dies, he would not walk to him. If his mother dies, he would not do the same. But for Imam Hussein, he will do. Last year, I was in Chicago. a prominent physician stood to do fundraising for the hospital in Karbala. And he said the first thing. He said, Wallah, I have never done this in my life for anything. But for Imam Hussein, I will do anything for him. Because of ishq. Because Ibrahim, 4,000 years ago, when he placed his wife Hagar and Ishmael in the sacred land, what did he say? Rabbi inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu as-salata faj'al af'idatan min an-nasi tahwi ilayhim. My Lord, I want a group of people. Af'idatan min an-nas. The hearts of a group of people. A group, not any. A group of some people. Tahwi ilayhim. Tahwi comes from hawa. Hawa is to incline, is to love something. I want you to place their love in the hearts of some men and women. And Hussein alayhi salam is the descendant of Ibrahim. Hussein is the descendant of Ismail. Now people walk. Today in the newspaper it says only from Iran 2.5 million people cross the border to come to Iraq. Only those who got the visa, and many of them they went without visa. They crossed the border. Millions of people. Men, women, infants. I've seen it with my eyes. An infant who is only 2 months old, the mother is carrying him, bringing him to Karbala. She's braving the cold, the rain. She brings the baby to Karbala to say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu alayka ya Ibn Rasulillah. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'ik. Yesterday, some of you received the news. An ex-congresswoman from the state of Georgia, she was walking from Najaf to Karbala. She's a Christian. She's African-American. She was carrying the flag. On the flag it says, Ya Hussein. And she says, even when I was serving at the conference, I had the desire to come and walk this journey to Hussein, because Hussein is the pioneer of a freedom and dignity and human rights. This is a congresswoman from Georgia. Muslims, non-Muslims, Arabs, Iranians, Afghan, 80 countries, from 80 countries. Today I was watching television in the morning. It was Laylatul Jumu'ah in Karbala, from the shrine of Imam Hussein, live broadcast. It was Thursday night in Karbala. And the mawakib, the processions, they come. And I saw many banners, many of them of European countries, from Belgium, from Germany, from Denmark, from Britain, from Canada, they were carrying their flags. They were carrying the flags of their countries. More than 80 countries. Visitors who come from more than 80 countries. The largest human gathering on earth. Why? Because they have love for Hussein. This love is a mental love. This love is the love for the values that Hussein alayhi salam carried. And among those who walked on the day of Arba'een, what happened on the day of Arba'een? Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa jama'atun min Bani Hashim, and a group of Bani Hashim, they came from Medina walking all the way to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein. While the caravan of Imam Hussein returned from Damascus, Lady Zainab alayhi salam and Imam Zainul Abidin, they came back from Damascus on their way to Medina. Damascus is in the north. Medina is in the south. Karbala is in the east. So when they reached the Iraqi territory, قالوا للدليل مر بنا على مصارع قتلانا. They said to the guide, they told him,
rather than going straight from Damascus to Medina, we want to go to visit the shrine of Imam Hussein and our families in Karbala. So they reached Karbala today on the 20th of the month of Safar. The caravan of Imam Zain al-Abidin, of Imam Hussein, the captives, and this man who came from Medina, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, and a group of Bani Hashim. Jabir, when he arrives in Karbala, he was an old man by that time, in his 90s. He was a close companion of the Prophet. The Prophet loved this man. And the Prophet said to him, "Ya Jabir, you're going to live a long life, and you're going to reach, and you're going to see my great grandson, Imam Muhammadin al-Baqir, alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you see him, kiss him on my behalf and give him my salam, Muhammad al-Baqir." Imam Muhammad al-Baqir on the day of Ashura was 4 years old with his father. His father is Imam Zain al-Abidin, was 27 years old. So Jabir ibn Abdullah, he arrives in Karbala with one of his servants by the name of Atiyah. He says, "Jabir said to me first when we arrived, take me to the bank of the Euphrates. خُذْنِي إِلَى شَاطِئِ الْفُرَاتِ I took him. So he bathed in the Euphrates River. He changed his clothing. Then he could not see the grave. He told me, hold my hand until we reached the grave of Imam Hussein. So I took his hand. With every step, كَانَ يُقَدِّسُ اللَّهَ وَيُسَبِّحُهُ وَيَحْمَدُهُ He would sanctify God, glorify God. He does dhikr while he's taking these steps to the grave of Imam Hussein. Until we reached, I placed his palm on the grave of Imam Hussein. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ بِبُرْدِ تُرَابِ الْقَبْرِ نَادَى ثَلَاثًا يَا حُسَيْنِ يا حسين يا حسين When I placed his palm on the qabr, 3 times he called the Imam alayhi salam. Then what did he say? ثم قال حبيب لا يجيب حبيبه A sweetheart who does not answer his sweetheart. You are not answering me, يا حسين. وَأَنَّا لَكَ بِالْجَوَابِ وَقَدْ شُخِبَتْ أَوْدَاجُكَ عَلَىٰ أَثْبَاجِكَ وَفُرِّقَ بَيْنَ رَأْسِكَ وَبَدَنِكَ How can you answer me when your head is separated from your body? Your head is separated from your body. While he was there, we saw black coming from the Damascus, Asham direction. So Jabir, I said to him, I see some black coming from there. He said, go and tell me what is going on. I went there. I found Imam Zain al-Abidin. I came back running to Jabir. I said to him, Jabir, قم واستقبل حرم رسول الله. هذا الإمام زين العابدين جاء ومعه عماته وأخواته. This is Imam Zain al-Abidin is returning from Syria. He's bringing his sister, his aunt Zainab, his sisters, the daughter of Imam Hussein with him. Jabir stood, Imam Zain al-Abidin, he knows him. This is the companion of his grandfather. Imam Zain al-Abidin looked at him. He said, Jabirun hada, are you Jabir himself? He answered, Bala, Bala, Yabna Rasulullah. He said to him, Jabir, you know what happened here 40 days ago? Ya Jabir, ha huna qutilat rijaluna. Here on this soil they murdered our men. Ha huna dhubihat atfaluna. They slaughtered our children. Ha huna uhriqat khiyamuna. They burned down our tents. وها هنا سبيت نساؤنا قم جدد الحزن في العشرين من صفري ففيه ردت رؤوس الآل للحفر إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين. إن شاء الله we will continue these majalis with you tomorrow at 7 p.m. إن شاء الله. And صلاة الجمعة tomorrow is at 12 إن شاء الله. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.